All you Disney heads, welcome to another thrilling episode of
Disney Channel Surfers.
Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Casey.
And we are related.
It's true.
I'm the brother.
I'm the sister.
Because that's how it works.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Most of the time. That's usually how it works. Welcome, everybody. And
I'm just staring at Jacob now.
That's my ghost.
It's your ghost with the most.
Like, that reminds me of Halloween Town, the way, like, Soapy's impression of a ghost.
She's so adorable. Oh, no,
it's more of a moaning sound. Ghosts tend to be very depressed creatures. Hey, speaking of which, you should totally... It might be good. I don't know. Look at maybe go back and listen to our Halloween Town episode.
Right.
God, that was so early on in the game. Remember those days? We had a guest on that one. Our sister guest.
Yes. Our special guest was guest.
Yes. Yeah, good times. Man, and look fun. At where we are now. We are coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
1 year. It's crazy.
Quick, like, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Chris.
Happy Halloween, Chris. Miss you, buddy.
Definitely. So we just released a bonus episode earlier this week on a Disney's Halloween treat. I enjoyed that a lot. That was fun to relive that.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of you responded, and that made me happy to see.
Me too. I love it.
So just be sure to listen to that if you haven't. And but today, what movie did we watch this week, Casey?
We watched...
By the way, you guys voted on this one.
Hell yeah, you did. And the winner is Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Which is very fun.
Beetlejuice.
Stop. You know, oh. Don't say it again.
Uh-oh. We're off to a bad start. Okay, I gotta be careful. So yeah, this movie. And honestly, there are no losers in the... That's the cool thing about doing these polls, doing these little head-to-heads. There are no losers, because... the cool thing is that even if the movie, we put two movies head to head and whatever one loses, it's just going to go back in the pile. So we'll just put witches back in the pile, and we'll probably bring it back up next Halloween, though.
Yeah, totally.
I think we'll hold off on it because it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
This one won, and I'm really excited to talk about it.
I haven't watched this movie in at least, let's see, how old am I? It's been at least 8 years, because that's how long I've lived with Josh.
Oh, wow.
And Josh has never seen this movie.
Beetlejuice?
And as much as I tried to convince him that he would like it and to watch it with me, he refused. So he still hasn't seen the movie. It's a bragging right at this point.
That's all right. It's crazy. You know, it Tim
feels
Burton.
Weird because, like, this, it feels like something, I feel like he actually has, he just doesn't remember. Because it feels like something his parents would have liked and wanted to watch, but I don't know.
It's a very Gen X movie, I will say.
I just, remember watching this every year around Halloween, and this year, for the first time ever, I found out our mother hates it, which is, like...
Oh, that is weird. I did not know that.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, she told me the other day. I was like, oh, we're going to do Beetlejuice. And she's like, I hate that movie. And I was like, you do? Why?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love it.
I also love it. And it was so nostalgic going back to it. It was actually really enjoyable
to have seen
it in so long. And then to go back, it was fun.
It did jog my memory. I was a big fan of this one. Rewatched it. And it does occur to me, I know it was on the Disney Channel. And so just so you know, I will say all the movies that we put on here have been on the Disney Channel.
They just might not be available right now.
Like Disney Plus, but we definitely we dig into our memory banks and are just like, what played on the Disney Channel when we were growing up? That's how we stumbled upon Escape to Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
And we say that and you think either that really old version or you think the version with The Rock. We mean talking, neither of those.
Yeah, we're talking the middle.
We mean
version.
The one in the middle, the one made in the 90s.
The one with Brink.
Yes, and it's got Brink. So, but we'll get to that one. Like, that's gonna hint, hint. We will be doing another head-to-header for our one-year anniversary, and we'll announce the movies. And so you already know one of them, but we'll, we'll announce the movies at the end for sure.
Yeah.
No, I remember this. I remember it was on the Disney Channel. They obviously did some editing. They did some editing. And honestly, I think that was my gateway into this movie at all, was via the Disney Channel. So.
Yeah, I think so, too. And that makes sense because our mom hated it, apparently. So
right. And so it had to have played on the Disney Channel because that was the channel we watched. So, let's get into it. So this is a Tim Burton joint.
Hell yeah.
This was earlier on in his career, so this was when he was still good,
I was
in
gonna
my
say,
opinion.
You know, this, like...
IMO.
No, thank you. Sorry. This is before... She's killing me. This is before you really can watch it and, like, know instantly it's Tim Burton. You know how, like, he has, like... Like Alice in Wonderland, like, you go into, like, the title sequence and you're like, oh it's boy. Tim Burton, you know? Like, there's certain movies now that you just, like, are like, oh, this is Tim Burton, his style. I really, really enjoyed the fact that, yeah, I, like, saw that pop up and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot
exactly.
That.
Like, that one, and same with, like, I bet you didn't, like, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That's also Tim Burton.
Wow,
and
I
right?
Didn't know.
It's like, wow, that's Tim Burton. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I agree. Like, there's the right level of Tim Burton-ness. And then after, I don't know, around when I stopped really enjoying him was around Sleepy Hollow, I think. Like, that was kind of the tipping point.
I liked Sleepy Hollow.
And that's his only rated R movie, by the way. And he did it good.
Yeah, he did.
My favorite movie of his, though, is Ed Wood, by far. Like, that
I
was
actually
his
don't know
best.
If I've seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It's about this guy named Ed Wood, and he was an actual filmmaker, but he made C movies, if we want to get real.
Awesome.
Like, awful. But this was in the days, this was in, like, the 50s. So, like, black and white, crappy, like, that level of bad. Like, those are almost unwatchable now.
Totally.
Yeah, and he was the dude who was making them, and they do it so well. Anyway,
so the movie is about him.
Yes, it's about him. It's a fictional story. Like, it's, you know, they you know how they do.
Yeah, totally.
Bits and pieces are true, but yeah, he mixes it up enough. It's got a great performance by. Anyway, a good performance by the guy who plays Bela Lugosi, who played Dracula. It was a
very cool
Academy Award winning movie.
I'm gonna have to watch that because that sounds good.
That's another one where it's just like, it doesn't beat you over the head with the Tim Burton-ness. Like, to me, like, when we get, like, when I say Tim Burton, most people think of Nightmare Before Christmas. It's not a Tim Burton movie, though, folks. He did not direct it.
Oh, but did he?
He produced it and he wrote the book that it is based on, and it's got those elements. And I'm sure he offered. They obviously draw from his illustrations heavily. But no, it is directed by Henry Selick, who's the same director of Coraline.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
Right.
Good movie or bad in your eyes?
Coraline? Love it.
Me too.
Neil
People
Gaiman.
Are so scared of it, though.
Oh, it is scary.
It
like,
is scary, but I love it so much.
They are getting a sequel, apparently. Don't know. I know, but I'll have to watch it, I guess.
Me too, because, like, I do have a different feelings about cartoon sequels than I do real life sequels.
Precisely.
Yeah. I'm not sure why. I just do.
But the bad lady is back is essentially what they're going. Like, I figured that would be the given.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Other,
I loved
the
that
other
movie
mother.
When it came out. It's so good.
I liked it a lot, and it is a creepy movie for sure. But it, yeah.
In all the best ways, though, right?
Right. I actually really liked it.
Me too.
But the movie we're talking about. Yay!
Detour.
We're back with our tangents. I love it.
Also, cool. You know, another
but
thing
Tim Burton,
about
it's relevant.
This movie,
it's relevant.
It is.
Yeah.
Another thing about this movie, like, not screaming Tim Burton, and this is no offense, but there's no Johnny Depp. So, like, you know.
You're right. That is instantly what it's like. You're right. Interesting. Total generational thing. If I told a kid. this is made by Tim Burton. It's like, no, that's impossible.
There's no Johnny Depp in there.
Where's Johnny Depp?
Because, yeah, like, but... yeah, it's like you see a creepy title, and then you see Johnny Depp's name, and you're like, oh, Tim Burton made this. And yeah. it's sad but true, you know?
It is the Holy Trinity is Tim Burton directed, Johnny Depp starring, mm-hmm. Danny Elfman music. That yep. is the whole... And we do get Danny Elfman music here. And honestly, like, I
the
only
music
realized...
is great.
Yeah, I realized this only on this viewing. I think it's in my top three of, like, Danny Elfman's musics.
It's
like,
really good.
Oddly enough, like, it's
really
strong.
I really enjoyed it.
Like, that's the key, is I think it comes in at the right time, goes at the, like, it's not distracting, but it always, yeah, it always highlights
the scene. Yeah,
everything.
It totally adds to the scenes.
It's what made this movie creepier when I was a kid.
Totally.
It's like, it's all about the music, because it's all haunting, and like, yeah.
And like, during the happy parts, like when they're in town, that,
yep.
know, the
yep.
the little.
And he's able to switch it up, like, and then instantly
so
make
nice.
It scary when they are about to fall off that bridge. It's like, dun, dun. It's like, whoa,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wait. Speaking of opening.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So at what point do you think that it stops being a model or starts being a model? Or do you think it's always a model? Because this always got me as a kid. I'm like, it looks so real.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, fun intro, nice music,
yeah,
small town
sweeping
charm.
Through the small town.
And then I was like, oh, I think I noticed like with one of the buildings.
Yes, I think, yeah, you're right. It's one of the, when we start going by buildings, maybe the church or something.
I think it is the church for me too.
I think there's actual like little people, and that's what throws you. It's
and
just
you're
like, oh,
wait
a
second.
Hold on, there wouldn't just be...
Yeah, it's so weird.
Wait, what is this?
Tim
Burton's neighborhood, which I was going to say Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, which, oh. I mean, not far off.
I mean, it feels.
It's Tim Burton's neighborhood. That house. It is a very signature, creepy-looking house style,
right? I love the
right?
house so much.
Yep.
Also, I really love that it's like, Josh and I, spoiler for anybody that doesn't know this, Josh and I are looking to buy a house right now. And one of the houses we looked at was from the 1930s, and it was very like this.
Oh.
It was what I call a puzzle house.
Yeah.
So you like go into a room that leads into another room, and that was how many of the rooms in this house were.
Yeah, you're right.
And
yeah.
So I, you know, they don't make houses like that anymore. Like, you don't have rooms that lead into other rooms. You
Not
have
really.
Like hallways,
yeah, you're right.
And you have open concepts now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, really fun to see, like, I liked seeing that house. Like, I thought it was very cool looking, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, we're all about the open space. It's kind of
open space and
a trip back to 50s, 60s?
Yeah, like, or 30s, 40s even.
Yeah, okay.
Because,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
house we looked
You're
at
right.
was in the 30s. And it is weird to think about, like, oh, if you have multiple bedrooms, like, one bedroom leading into another bedroom. Like, I don't want to go through someone else's bedroom to get
That's
to my
true.
Bedroom.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, luckily, they had enough rooms in this big house that they were
Wait,
able
was
to...
Wait, was that a thing? Bedrooms leading to other bedrooms, mm-hmm. right next to other bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it would be like separated by a bathroom, right? Like that is
and
understandable.
That, yes, uh-huh. Like the
Still
one we looked at was a bedroom leading into a bedroom that led into a bathroom into another bedroom. It was a total puzzle.
Yikes.
It was really fun, mm-hmm. but we were like, we're going to have to spend $40,000 renovating this, so.
No go.
Which, by the way,
hey,
we don't have.
Hey, about the what these guys must have spent. Like, they renovated the crap out of this. Oh, wait, we'll get
we'll
to
get
those
there.
Guys.
We'll get there.
Like, right now, the house is pretty quaint. Like, it's, whoa, what was that?
Ooh, it was the ghost.
Yeah, totally, actually, I think, yeah. Hey, Beetlejuice fucking around. Or is it Beetlegeist? Dear God. Can we? Okay.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there. We will get there. Because I, for a
My
minute.
My biggest.
What okay. was I going to say? Okay, yeah. So the music. I love the music.
So
I love the opening. It was so cute. I love the model neighborhood. Like, there's something so fun about model neighborhoods. You know, like, it really makes me think.
Actual model neighborhoods or model neighborhoods? Like, oh, Americano. Oh, this is a model neighborhood.
No, I mean, that's
actual
like
model.
Stupid.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
A little
yeah,
model. Yeah,
model neighborhoods are cool. Like, that's what's kind of fascinating about train sets. I mean,
totally.
Total weirdos. Okay, it's me. Total
like,
weirdos. There we go. We'll see if that helps.
Okay.
But total weirdos, you know, obviously.
The
I mean,
train sets and...
they're doing the train sets. But fascinating at the same time.
Super interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I've always find that stuff really cool. I love like the Christmas neighborhood sets with the trains. We go to this park in Oregon. It's actually like the only part of Molalla that I actually like. It's called the Molalla Train Park.
Oh,
and it's like like fake buildings, like almost that you would use for sets. Okay. But they're small.
Right. All right.
So they're like little people sized, and then there's trains that you actually like sit on top of the train shit. And it takes you through those this kinds. Neighborhood.
Yeah, I like those kinds of trains,
and it's very cool. And kind of
like
just,
what Walt Disney had.
Totally. Yeah, right. And it's very, very cool. It's a cool space, and it's free. So if anybody lives in Oregon and they're listening, you should check this train park out. It's very cool. They run on donation only, and they
We might have gone there as kids. I bet
we totally did.
We did, didn't we? Yeah.
And it's a cool spot. Like, it's a cool spot. Cool. And the people who all work there are all volunteers, which I just love, yeah, you course. Know? Like, they have engineers that volunteer to, like, work on the trains, you know? Yeah. It's very cool. Anyways, very cool. Another tangent.
I love it. No, this is, yeah, like I said, one of my top favorite Danny Elfman-centric. Because we all know that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It's very, yeah, it's very upbeat, lifting, totally, and at the same time, kind of sinister. Where it's just,
yeah, there's like a little edge to it. It's, it reminded me a little bit of the Halloween Town music.
Yes, I was going to say, I feel like they really drew from Danny Elfman. And
totally, yeah, I agree. Yeah, but this was a little bit darker. It's a little more sinister.
Definitely.
There's a little undertone to it that you know something's about to go down.
Right.
So, yeah, they have a really shitty neighbor.
Oh, man. Who... So, yeah, this June lady, I was trying to, like, she later on describes herself as family, so I...
She's not.
She's not, okay.
She's their neighbor. Okay. She is a realtor. She's trying to get them to sell their home, which is really confusing if you've never seen this. Like, you don't realize they're on vacation at first, you know?
Right. And we get Alec Baldwin, which how is this Alec Baldwin? This is what I think of whenever Alec Baldwin, the Alec Baldwin we're familiar with now pops up. I'm like, how the fuck are you the guy from Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Can I just say that I forgot like 100%. And then I'm watching this and I'm like, man, he's a fox. Who is that? It's very weird to think Alec Baldwin was very hot.
There's two different Alec Baldwins. There's this Alec Baldwin, and then there's Alec Baldwin, which Alec Baldwin swallowed the other Alec Baldwin.
Well, and like, it's so weird too, because most of the time, like, he just looks the same.
Right.
You know, like,
it's the voice. The voice hasn't changed.
The voice has not changed.
That's what gives it away. You close your eyes.
And like, he does have the same smile when he bothers to use it, but it's very bizarre.
Right. It's very bizarre.
Very bizarre. It felt so weird.
If you don't know what we're talking about, no, you should know. So Alec Baldwin is known now for his appearances on Saturday Night Live, portraying our...
POTUS.
Yeah, that guy.
The POTUS.
The guy. Yeah, him. And he does a really good job, albeit highly satirical, so good.
He also like was in Meet 30 the Rock. Fockers, yep. 30 Rock, Meet.
It's great.
Yeah, Meet the Parents, right?
Alec Baldwin? No, that's Robert De Niro.
Oh my God, my brain. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
No.
No. Meet the Fockers. The 30 Rock.
Or maybe he was. I don't know.
Nope. You're right. It was definitely De Niro. My brain just went to.
But see what we mean, guys? It's jarring. Like, he doesn't look like this anymore.
No, he does not.
And he's rocking the glasses. He's blonde. That's different. Like, I always imagined him darker haired.
Me too.
This, and then he did The Hunt for Red October is when he looks this way too. But we got this cute couple, and then Gina Davis, America's sweetheart.
Gorgeous.
Now, who is America's sweetheart? Is it Gina Davis or is it Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts.
It
I'm sorry.
It is Julia Roberts.
But we're 90s people, so like we have to say that, right?
Sure. Yeah, because I do think it is Julia Roberts, but an argument could be made. Hey, take it easy, cats.
Be cool, cats.
Be cool. But no, Gina Davis is so amazing, right?
So amazing. She's so good. Oh,
you should know her from A League of Their Own. And if you don't, dude, watch A League of Their Own.
It's so great.
So good.
Yeah, no, she's lovely. And
they actually have good chemistry, oddly enough, right?
I felt like they were just like a really happy married couple.
Definitely.
Like, and I totally...
The disgusting kind, where it's just like, oh my God, they're kissing all the time. They're, you know,
and you and Josh. Like, no. You know, like, in the beginning of this movie, it's not until a little bit later, but I couldn't figure out what time period they were trying to go for.
Right.
Because, like, her clothes are pretty old-fashioned.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
She's got, really. Like, kind of the ruffly dress that goes up pretty high.
Yeah, right. Very conservative.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, like, men's fashion hasn't changed that much,
into
you know?
The pants, yeah. Though. Shirt tucked into the pants.
That's right, man. That's right. So I was trying to figure out, I'm like, is this, like, supposed earlier? To be modern?
Well, that's the thing about Tim Burton, right?
That's true. But he loves to, like, will say, like, later we do see that it's definitely, like, set in the 80s or whenever 80s, this, yes, this came out in the 80s. Yeah. Definitely. So it definitely was supposed to be modern.
Right.
But with these two, they feel sort of
And then June comes
timeless.
Along saying, you know, that this house is too big, which that seems so rude
and
to me.
And it's like none of your business how
you.
Big my house is. Like. Right.
And
if
why are
I'm
you inquiring about... Oh, I guess she must be...
She's a real estate agent.
Real estate. Yeah, gotcha.
She's a real estate agent, and she's just like, we can get 260...
Right.
Which, hello, that is a fucking shitload of money back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot of money
yeah,
to buy a house back then. So I'm like, where is this? It has to be somewhere near...
Oh, I don't know where
New
it's
York.
Supposed to be.
I felt like it was like somewhere
Maine.
Up in like Maine.
Felt like
yeah,
Maine,
somewhere like
New
in
England.
The East Coast because I'm like, no way did a house over here sell for
yeah,
anywhere
no.
on the West Coast.
Definitely
that much.
New England vibes. And Tim Burton,
totally.
So here's the thing. So this is more like small town, I get. Like,
yeah.
Not necessarily. He's kind of known for his suburban like takes, and which small town is still suburban. Like, you could argue, like, you know, kind of. Has the same tone, same feel. But Tim Burton's really good at, he likes to depict suburban life, but then outsiders, weirdos, like that dark stuff.
Yeah,
like,
coming in and
messing with it. Because mm-hmm. I think that's how I bet he, if I remember correctly, that was kind of his situation. Grew up in kind of a small town suburban life, but he was a weirdo, so.
Always felt out of place.
Yep, always felt out of place, which... You know, when you look into Tim Burton, not a big leap to make. Kind of a weird dude.
He's a little strange.
He brings it upon himself. yeah, like, there's footage of him, like, back when he worked for... He worked for the Walt Disney Company, by the way.
Wow.
Back in the day, like, animation. Like, I think he definitely contributed to The Fox and the Hound. There's footage of him, like, they're, like... showing off the different animators, and they stop on Tim Burton, and he starts like caressing his page very awkwardly, like caressing it and
yeah,
like
that is awkward.
Trying to give off that vibe, and I'm just like, okay, you're a weirdo, like
why you gotta be so weird.
But he made some good movies. I definitely think he's gone off the bandwagon though, because like I said, after Sleepy Hollow, then he starts to lose me with like. And I still watched them, though, damn it, because
me
I kept I kept wanting to be blown away. Like, Big Fish, dear God, even Alice in Wonderland, I really wanted to love it.
Me too, and I saw them all in theater.
Oh,
And I really, really wanted to love them because I love, anybody that knows me knows I love Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the idea of, like, getting lost in an imaginary world. You know, it's very cool. Like, I think Alice in Wonderland is very cool.
Definitely.
I like trippy shit.
And it just made sense. It's like, oh, Tim Burton, Alice in Wonderland.
It
cool.
It did make sense. And then he made it so dark and dreary.
And also, it just wasn't
Which it
Alice
always
in Wonderland.
Is supposed to be. Like, it is. It has an edge
dark.
To it. However, it's supposed to appear.
Right.
Totally. No.
That's part of what's, and that's why it should have worked, is because Tim Burton's all about, like, showing how it's, like, the weirdos are actually the suburbanites.
It totally
like,
should have
you know?
Worked, and then it didn't.
Right.
And I was definitely disappointed. Like, obviously, I watched them all, you know, and, like, but, yeah, I was disappointed.
And then, like, Dark Shadows, like, honestly, most of the Tim Burton, or Johnny Depp excursions, like, Sweeney Todd, like, I just didn't get on board with some of these. Corpse Bride was all right, but that was more of a style thing. See, here's the thing. Tim Burton, style, he got it. Like,
hell yeah.
He's got the style down. It's where, like, narrative. Like, we forget there's this other part of movies that, and he definitely doesn't care as much about narrative. I don't think you know, there's a Tim Burton voice necessarily, other than Johnny Depp. there's not a, you know, he doesn't use the same screenplay writer, obviously, because that's Tim Burton for you. He doesn't need a strong script, like, because we all know he's going to do his own thing with it.
I do think it would be interesting to, like, watch, for the ones that have live actions, to watch the cartoon one.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then to watch the live action one.
Right, right.
I think that would be fun.
For sure.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Definitely. After this opening, so we get June, they go to the town, like, you get this typical, like they know the names of people, they're waving to them and stuff.
Also, this town has, like, a little model store that's also the hardwood store,
right.
Which I was just, like, or hardware store, excuse me. I find that so interesting because stores like that don't really exist anymore.
Did they have stores dedicated
there are, to like, hobby stores.
Yeah, okay.
And they have, like, for different hobbies, like, model housing and stuff.
See, that's why I love, like, collectors and hobbyists.
It's really interesting,
like,
isn't it?
Because you really, like, especially, like, yeah, I'm guessing.
You're committed.
The more time that goes by, like, model train shit, like, man, you gotta be in it.
You gotta be in
to
it.
To track down those parts and shit. Like, totally. Even a typewriter. I want to be a typewriter enthusiast. It's an investment. And,
it
like,
is.
Yeah, like, well, depends on if you want to use them. I would want to use them.
Of course.
Like, but no, you got to track down, like, it used to be you had to know who made the ribbon and, like, all this stuff.
Oh, my God, crazy. You
know? Like, who made the ink? Who made the, say, one of your, one of them goes out. You need to track down that,
like,
model number,
that can,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Hmm. Yeah, the whole thing is so weird. And, like, some craft stores, like Michael's now even, will have, like, some little buildings.
Right.
For different crafting projects, because a lot of people, myself included, really like the idea of having, like, a tiny little garden, like, garden of things in your garden. You know, like a little house and a little fairy. That's my vision. But anyways, so they have, like, little houses and things like that, but they don't at Michael's or Joanne's have, like, those little pieces that you have to put the houses together with, you know?
Yeah.
Really, really fascinating.
Really.
And this guy, like, he goes, you know, we're home. Like, they're so happy to
be
there.
Oh, yeah. And that's their idea of a vacation is going to be 2 weeks at home. So, at one time, this might have seemed like a really fucking great idea. But I tell you what, folks. Like,
we weren't from quarantine,
having it.
Like,
yeah.
And it's still a thing.
So, I hear this and I'm like, you know what? You don't know what you have. Like, there's a big world out there.
You can go
forth. You guys are talking about going to Jamaica. Or what was it? I think it was Jamaica.
Yeah,
going to Jamaica. You should go to Jamaica.
So I will say, I wrote here.
Dale? No.
Staycations are the best.
I do. And I agree. I do. That is my idea of a vacation.
Well, it's because we're introverts. Yeah. Like, Josh and I just both had a week off of work. But here's the joke here. We were supposed to be in Greece, which I much rather would have been in, just so we're clear.
Right.
Why
can't you go? Right.
Right. Because of fucking COVID. So
President's doing great, guys.
Decided
He's
to keep
great.
Our time off and
vote.
Just stay
please
at
vote.
Home. Yeah, vote please. We decided to stay at home. And so, you know, like, I got to chill at home, though. I work at home as well, you guys. So sometimes I feel so stir crazy because I never really leave unless I'm going grocery shopping. So I work at home.
Yeah, I know what that's like. I terrorize our mom because I have nothing to do.
It's like a thing.
That's what I do. I just terrorize. I just scare her. And
oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
I remember.
Only slightly, though. That's the thing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if mom, if you're listening to this. All right. Anyway. But no, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Stir crazy. Like,
stir crazy.
Yeah.
But I like the idea. Like, I do love the idea of a staycation. And I really enjoyed it when we did it, you know, a few weeks ago. It was really nice. I read. I stayed up late. I cleaned the house.
I mean, in the winter, it's the best. Because I like the cozy feeling. And
it feels good. But yeah, definitely during COVID, I was like, what are you doing? But also, it's kind of weird because it's like their vacation home. They don't live there year round.
Oh, really? Oh, I did not catch that.
Okay. They don't live there year round. So.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Okay. Okay. But they've been going there enough that they know the townspeople's name. Okay, I guess it makes sense.
Well, I feel like they, like, had at least, maybe I'm like making all this up, actually. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I might have made up a backstory. But I thought that they had like lived there for a long time and then moved to the city and they were like back home visiting. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. But they end like June saying, this house is too big. It should be for a family. It's like, well, maybe we could start trying. It's like, so see, they want to have a family.
They
so
do. And maybe the
they do
like,
eventually want to make this their permanent home.
The look that she had was really sad.
Yeah.
It was the Gina look Davis. Of somebody that like can't yeah. get pregnant.
Oh.
And then when they got in the car, she said we'll that try to him. Again. And he said, we'll try again. And so I was just like, maybe oh my she God. Can.
Interesting.
And in the 80s, they were just starting to come out with IVF and it cost shit. I mean, it still cost shitloads of money, right. but back then it was like, if it was even out when this came out, like it was outlandishly expensive. Yeah, of course. And so, you know, back then you didn't really have that many options if you wanted to get pregnant and you couldn't.
Right.
Oh, adoption wow. pretty much was like, your option there or getting like a sperm donor or a surrogate
or just or scaring off the parents of some weird little girl
that
and just
becomes
kind
an option.
Of adopting them
that becomes
or discovering a mermaid merman in the
Cody.
Water
His
and just
Cody.
Saying you know what, let's keep him. You know what, listen to that's actually a solid episode. Listen to our episode on the 13th year.
We
it's
had
pretty
like
good.
A few weeks of golden episodes there because the decoms were
Material
so good.
Was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
So these two, stop by the store. I like this bit with the barber who just
too.
Continues
he
to
just keeps
ramble
talking.
On.
I like, know right, people like that
see
too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's so awkward sometimes to leave some people who are just like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And it tends to be older people. We love you. But mm-hmm. Jesus.
Right.
They know how to do phone conversations better. Sort of. No.
Sort of.
Not really. Nobody ever figured out how to hang up, though.
It is hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've gotten better at it.
On their way back, they go through this covered bridge. I think, isn't our mom a huge fan of covered bridges?
Mom
she is.
Loves covered bridges, covered bridges, you guys. One time.
Something about covered bridges. All right.
One time I took her for Mother's Day 1 year. I took her to this town in Oregon that has like 6 covered bridges. And she was so excited. And we drove through all of them. And she had such a lovely time.
She loves those covered bridges. I get it. I don't know.
There
I don't get it, but
something,
there's something fun about it.
You know what it is? It's like a Norman Rockwell-y.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's like that picturesque old neighborhood, like, old piece of the world, because they don't
Definitely.
Make them anymore.
Right.
You Ooh, know?
Did they have a function? Or is it just an aesthetic thing?
You know, I actually don't know, because why don't they make them anymore?
Because, well, yeah, no, hold on. Like, what the fuck could be the function of a covered bridge? We're traveling along. Oh, fuck. You know what would be really nice? Is if we were out of the weather for like
10 seconds.
10 seconds. I agree. Gentlemen, we shall erect a covered bridge.
So what it was for
okay.
was most covered facts. Bridges create an almost complete enclosure, and the purpose of covering it is to protect the wooden structure membranes from the weather at the
okay.
bottom of the bridge.
Okay.
So it okay. was to, and now we make our bridges out of steel usually.
Got it.
So
yep.
that's probably why right. that we don't
okay.
have them anymore.
You know what? That makes sense. Because yeah, back in the day when they were made out of wood and just yeah. Okay, cool. That makes sense. Cool. Well, the more you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this covered bridge does not bode well for them.
Okay, here we go. So, all right. The dog right. was holding them up. All right, that was a cheese fest, and I know it was sort of jokey.
And this is what I'm talking about. It's moments like that. Those are Tim Burton moments, like where it's just like, hey guys, you know what would be funny? Is if the dog... like that they swerve to avert like actually like kind of basically kills them like right I mean I'm saying like this dog is
pretty
responsible for these
pretty fucked up can I also
and he
say,
gives
though...
a victory bark okay it wasn't a victory bark but it felt like a victory bark
can I also just say they both had their fucking windows open. Why couldn't they escape?
Get
the
fuck out
as
of there.
As it's like slowly sinking. Like, why couldn't they get out?
Oh, right. Yes, I agree. Where it's just like, okay, with falling that. And yeah, if it was maybe more of a distance or something. But no, they did not fall very far.
Or, like, I mean, having your windows up, like, is a factor. I have a, we have a niece that, like, anytime she goes over a bridge, she cracks the windows because she, because it helps you if you do somehow end up in the water, which is crazy.
Okay.
Oh, another fun fact about covered bridges is most were made between 1825 and 1875.
Damn.
So they're actually pretty
really small window. So I feel like this might have been his little, like, nod to Sleepy Hollow, in fact. Like, he was,
it's kind of fun.
There's a covered bridge from Sleepy Hollow.
Plus, it does add to that tiny town image, right?
It does, yeah.
You know? So anyways, yeah, so for me, that felt...
so weird.
But the whole thing of this movie is it's sort of a joke. Like, the death part is kind of funny.
See, this is what... this Beetlejuice did what... Scream Team couldn't really.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like Scream Team was trying to get the Beetlejuice juice.
Totally, totally.
But couldn't hack it. Like, you know, they came across, like, I think I mentioned this in our podcast. It came across insensitive to me, where it was just like, you know what? If I was a dead guy, if I was a ghost, I'd be offended right now.
Rude.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Jumper? Jumper? Like, some people, like, are not gonna dig that, man. Like, I, wow. Anyway.
I definitely remember
the dog bit. You're right. Again, like, I feel like this was a Generation X movie to me. Like, it
yeah,
felt
it totally
like
is.
Towards Generation
it's
X.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Yes.
This great. Movie, to me, felt like... oh, this could be what happens after you die. Which I actually loved that
I
idea
love movies
so
that
much.
Do this. Where I've talked about, it's like the corporatization of the afterlife or like anything that offers like...
and it didn't seem to be scary and it didn't seem... you know, like, so when you're a child and you're watching this, you're like, oh,
right.
Death isn't
yeah,
that bad.
I think that's what makes it less sinister, like less scary, but accessibly scary, where it's just mm-hmm. like, these are ghosts and everything, but yeah, they ain't hurting nobody. They're just... actually, it's kind of boring and mundane for them. It's like, so yeah...
yeah,
I
totally.
Liked that approach to the afterlife where it's just like, no, it's honestly, you know what sucks is like, it's honestly basically like anything else. And like,
yeah, you and just, like, and I remember even thinking like, oh, you're just like frozen at the age that you died at. That's cool.
Right. Which, so yeah, they take a plunge into the river, like again, not too far down. And then before you
with
know
the
it,
windows
like,
down, yep. They could have escaped, but
and,
whatever.
And then Danny Elfman music kicks in, like a fireplace starts in their place. And then they're there and they're like soaking wet and like, Gina Davis, like, waves her hand over the fireplace and then, like, catches fire randomly.
That was weird.
Very weird. Like, I liked that trick, though, where they had, like, they must have put, like, candle wicks on her fingers.
They had to
like,
have, yeah.
Cool.
And she blew out her fingers.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was a cool
it was
trick.
Cool.
But that damn dog, man. Like, that dog, Justice.
damn.
Adam tries to step out. He's like, let me go retrace our steps real fast.
And here
woof,
is
whisked
when...
away to Saturn, apparently.
Here's where you know you're in an 80s movie. The special effects, man.
Damn, man. Yeah.
But you know what? It wasn't too much.
It wasn't too bad. Like, and it, again, it's that Tim Burton feel where it's just like, it's supposed to be kind of crappy. Because he was definitely using stop motion for that sand worm creature. 100%.
And that was hilarious. Like, I love that. That's so fun.
It's a good bit. It's one of the most memorable parts. Like, again,
totally.
Like these images that stick with you. Because there was a Beetlejuice animated show.
Oh, shit.
Do you remember? No? Okay.
I don't have any recollection.
So there was a Beetlejuice animated cartoon show. Definitely not Disney Channel. It was probably Nickelodeon. Probably Fox. Because Fox mm-hmm. did a lot of those animated shows. Or Capcom. Anyway. And, yeah. No, it was... okay, like it was definitely weird. Like I remember watching it because I got a kick out of, like that was actually my I guess technically that was my intro because that was even before I really knew the movie. I didn't watch it regularly or anything, but yeah, it's cool.
So yeah, he's gone for what we think is like a couple seconds.
Exactly.
But she's like, you've been gone for hours.
Yeah, like 2 hours. And he's like, wait, what? And I don't know where that, thank God you saved my fucking life. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Like, which I love that, like, they really bring us along for the ride with
they
this
do.
Whole, like, afterlife thing. Because, yeah, that's strange. It establishes this weird, like, time continuum when dealing with death,
really,
which
really
makes
weird.
Sense. Like,
mm-hmm.
time would become weird for you when in death. Like, it would become meaningless, right? So,
right.
And 2 hours, and she shows him in the mirror, like, hey, we don't have reflections and shit. And look, there's this new fucking book.
This cracked me up so much. Like, oh, handbook for the deceased.
Handbook for the recently deceased. And I gotta admit, here's the thing. I used to go to the library a lot as a kid.
Yeah, we did.
Totally looked up this book. Like, oh my God. Tried to find it. This doesn't exist.
You know, it does exist, but it's only for dead people, Jacob. Oh,
right. See, I didn't put that together. Yeah. Like, yeah. Not- I really people, wanted bro. To read it, yeah, but Lydia got to, like, yeah, and we'll get to that. Oh, I love that. God, shit. So this handbook that, see, I like this idea where it's just like, oh, well, you know what, they leave a handbook for you,
yeah,
like,
just go ahead and read it,
just read this,
chill at home.
Which this kind of frustrated me about these guys, like, guys, it's not hard to read a fucking book, like, yeah. Just read the book.
And you have so much time, book. Like, read it.
It's yeah, read cool. it. I think their problems could have been solved a little bit if they just read the book.
Which they get told repeatedly.
Because I love how, like, their struggle seems to be, it's like, God, this book, it reads it's like stereo instructions. Like, oh, this book, it's like, it's read it.
Just
like,
read it, man. Just read it. Here's where I wrote, Alec Baldwin is one handsome devil.
And then we start, so there's this, they're trying to figure out their whole deceased situation. Yeah. Meanwhile, we take a little detour down underground, and we start seeing pamphlets for a Betelgeuse or a Betel... See, okay, so it's Betelgeuse, right? Like, I think that's what we're seeing. Although, this seems to be the same spelling for the galaxy. The Betelgeuse galaxy? Which is how I've heard it pronounced, but we'll get to that. So I'm just planting that seed. Just it might help us. Okay.
It drove me crazy.
Okay, good. Because it does me too. Crazy. It's because we're seeing pamphlets for Betelgeuse spelled Betelgeuse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't do it. Like, you don't want to, don't do it. You don't want to go there right now.
Keep going.
And we don't see, we're in somebody, it feels like an apartment or something.
Yeah.
And there's some dude like rambling on, and he opens up to the obituary section of the newspaper, and he considers it the business section. So we're getting the idea that this dude is not of this earth, perhaps?
Right. He looks bizarre.
Well, we don't see him completely, just from behind. And
he still looks bizarre. Yeah. Like his white and black, you yes. know, outfit.
And the hand, like, is definitely, like, kind of rotted and shit. And,
yeah, and the hair.
He sees the Maitlands, and he's like, ah, cute couple. Look nice and stupid, too. And I fucking love that.
It was good. Great it intro. Was good. And it was like, cute yeah, couple. It's true.
And that's all it took for it. Like, see, here's the thing about Beetle...
Juice. It's Beetlejuice. That's how they say it the whole time.
And we're almost there. We're almost there. I'm really eager to talk about this. No, so here's the thing, is that he just stumbles upon them. Like, it's just another job for him. Like, it's just another group. Like, there's nothing special about these guys at all. This is just his job.
Yeah.
So we cut back to the Maitlands. That's, and by the way, it's, it's Adam and, Barbara,
yeah, yeah, and they're sleeping, and she's actually...
I love that.
She's levitating. That's a good bit. It was really cute. Also, that's a very tiny bed that they were sharing.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, it's just like, wait, if this it's is like their normal sleeping bed. Situation, like, what the fuck?
How do they do it?
Literally, how do they do it? maybe this... Oh, I love, like, she's trying to dust, and she's like, I can't do this properly, and it's like... Why are we the only two people here? It's like, maybe this is heaven. She's like, this is heaven. There wouldn't be dust everywhere. Which I agree.
Yeah.
Don't want a dusty heaven.
I mean, she should have just cleaned the house before she died, but whatever.
Well, I mean, she can't help. It's going to age, right? Like, she can't
it
help
will
it.
Keep getting dusty, I guess.
She tries to
How
get...
How weird is it that they're stuck in their house, by the
it
way?
It is weird, huh?
Because I've read a lot of, like, different things about ghosts and people dying and stuff, and sometimes you're stuck in, like, the place you died, but they mm-hmm. died on the bridge or under the bridge in the water, so you would think they would be stuck to that place, but
well,
I guess they have...
as the handbook says, temporal... parameters will vary from
person to person
or whatever it is.
Yeah, I guess they have most of their earthly ties at that house. They love it so exactly. much. They made like, the little model the thing, town yeah. of their town. Like,
precisely. Yeah. Precisely. they notice Jane. She's in, you know, funeral attire. So they try to get her attention, which Gina's like, she didn't see you, right? It's like, no. It's like, well, no fucking shit. Like,
and
really?
She, like, had, she, like, put the for sale sign in there.
Don't give a fuck.
Grass. She was, like, sweet.
Oh, I loved this detail. It's like, it says here that in the book, the living won't usually see the dead. And he's like, can't or won't. And she's like, it just says won't. And that is right. Actually pretty important because this kind of comes back.
It totally is. Yeah.
So the Dietzes move in. These people are moving in and we get a... we are introduced to the Dietzes, which it starts with Miss Catherine O'Hara. Oh,
she is fabulous.
Who plays Delia. And I am having a new appreciation for Catherine O'Hara. You might recognize her as the mother from Home Alone. That's what I know her as.
Totally.
I didn't realize that she's the fucking voice for Sally in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, my God. Right? My mind is blown.
Yeah, mind blown. Thank you. And which means she must have she had a pretty good relationship with Tim Burton. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then... she's also more recently in Schitt's Creek. She has a big part on Schitt's Creek, which is a popular show, I hear. So these people are moving in. Delia, so weird group we got here. Because the dad, mm-hmm. like each member of this family seems different. Because the dad, played by Jeffrey Jones, I believe his name is, which... red alert, bad dude alert, not good. It's unfortunate, like he was, yeah, recently came out, like he had child porn, so yeah,
that's
it sucks because he is from some memorable movies like Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
right?
Howard the Duck, mm-hmm. A lot of different things, Beetlejuice, and Sleepy Hollow actually, and it's an uncomfortable moment with him, especially knowing what you know now. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It really sucks because he was also in one of the rides at Disneyland or Disney World, Alien Encounters ride.
Oh.
He was part of it, and that was part of why they took it out, was they had to get rid of, like, his whole thing because, yeah.
Look at Disney, like, trying to be ahead of the game,
they,
though.
Like, don't want to be associated with him, which is smart. Like, you know, yeah, no, that's not okay. So bad dude, it sucks because I actually liked him in this movie too, so you know.
Yeah, he was good. He's kind of like a laid-back guy. He seemed reasonable too because his daughter is clearly like
goth.
She's totally goth, and she's I love her very
love
much.
Lydia. This is Lydia, played by Winona Ryder,
and oh my god, she's such a fucking baby. Holy shit,
totally.
She's like,
this is the lady from Stranger Things, of course.
Right, among
many other things.
Many other things.
She's amazing. This is one of her groundbreaking roles, and she is so young, good. And she's very goth. So people often, I think, mistake her and Christina Ricci because of, like, this is very similar to Wednesday Addams.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And they were both my crushes as a kid, so
Jacob
I
has
had
a type.
Because, yeah,
no,
man.
She's so cool.
She's really cool. I love, like, it's a perfect intro where she's just like, well, Delia hates it here. And she sees the spider and she's like, I could live here.
I can do it. It's fine.
This is cool.
No,
and part
really
of it,
cool.
I think, is also that Delia hates it, which, man, what a relationship they have, huh?
It's interesting. I mean, it's like stepmom, you know?
It's very unfortunate because that's gotta suck. Stepdaughter, stepmother relationships gotta be.
Because girls are really tough. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's easier for like a stepdad and a stepson, but like girls play mind games and they're really territorial, which I find, you know, like usually like the boys are more upset that like the stepdad's trying to take their dad's place. But like with the girls, it seems like she's more upset that her stepmom is taking her dad, you know?
Right. Definitely.
Like,
and that kind of seems a situation. Right. And I was hoping that they were step related because I was like, man, if that's your mom, like,
and
I don't
you're calling
know.
Her by
like,
her name, I was like, whoa, she's rebelling,
right.
Like, I
which wouldn't have surprised me too much.
Yeah, that's true.
But so, and by the way, Delia is very much an artiste. Like, so, okay, what I'm getting
sculptor.
From... Yeah, right. That is not... That is my sculpture. Not as, like, mine isn't I bought it. Like, mine isn't I made it. That is my sculpture.
Like,
it's bad.
Not a pretty sculpture.
That's the thing about... That's Catherine O'Hara's character's game is she's just not a good artist. But she's that... It's that pretentious...
She's got a vision. What? I really liked when she like walked into the bathroom and she goes, "Oh, look, an indoor outhouse." Like, yeah, that's good.
Isn't she like a pretentious, like what we think of the upper class, like city folk, basically.
Totally.
This
like
is
an
what
upper
we think.
East Sider, like yeah. from New York City. Like.
And definitely a coastal in particular. Like
totally.
What do they call it? Coastal elite. That's it. That's what she is.
Her like interior designer man.
Yeah, what is his thing?
I
so
can't
Otho,
remember his name. Sorry. Otho, sorry.
Comes in through the window because it's bad luck. To come through
yeah,
the
he's
front
a little
door.
Strange. Strange. I do dig him, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
I find his character...
I found him so weird.
Me too, but that's why I think I liked him.
So but he's like... in like black and white and then red shoes. I thought that
yeah,
was
he had a red... He had another accent that was red. His tie, I think.
Right. Okay, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and it pulled the whole thing together.
So what is he, though? Like, that's what I couldn't
I
get a hang on.
I thought that he was,
like a stylist?
Interior designer is what I thought. Okay. He's also, like, a witchcraft person, we learn later. So I find him really fascinating, but he,
this
he's
would be
such,
Casey's dream he, job. All right.
Daytime
and,
interior designer, nighttime seance person.
Exactly, exactly.
No,
well, sometimes you need that.
He's yeah. really, he's a fascinating person. And like, he's just so overzealous.
Everything.
And I also kept thinking like, oh, he's going to have a boyfriend. Like, I thought they were trying to play the gay angle.
Oh, interesting.
That's
right.
Just the vibes that I got.
Bad.
But yeah. they didn't do it. But it would have been, I think it would have been cool if they would have. But he like brought spray paint. This I did not agree with.
Yeah, man. What the
like,
fuck?
You can
spray
just,
paint
like,
in the place?
You can just like put it on a piece of sticky note and like put that up on the wall. You do not have to spray paint the wall the colors you're planning on painting. That's bizarre.
Him and Delia like go to town like yeah, basically want to gut
you
the place.
You just read my mind.
And Charles, like Charles, who played by Jeffrey Jones, just like, I know what you're doing. Like, what? Are you, come on, I came here for the peace and quiet. It's like, and I'm not really... still clear on why they it was just for a change of scenery I
yeah
guess.
Change of pace I guess okay. He can just work wherever
it wasn't a matter of like he was kicked out of his job or anything or,
I mean
like,
no because they not... clearly have plenty of money if they're gonna
yeah I thought so yeah.
throw okay. that much we know the yeah, house definitely. Was at least that much and that was a lot back then
so it is it's a coastal elite thing
yeah
and
I couldn't tell at first either if they were just planning on having it as a summer house or if they were gonna live there you know because usually city people they think they like the country, and then they move out to the country, and they're like, what?
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they go to town, like, remodeling, and Jeffrey Jones, or, sorry, Charles doesn't like it, and she's like, listen, I know that you came here for the peace and quiet, but I need to express myself. So if
artist.
You don't let me gut this house, I will make it, and make it my own. I will go insane, and I will take you with me!
And he was like, okay.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, but maybe just leave this room alone.
And the room that he picked, it's like the library. And it's like a perfectly decorated library. So I say, yeah. Why,
it's a, it was a
why
great room. I would claim that shit, too.
I would definitely not redecorate it. It's
fabulous. And she said, yeah, that's okay. And like she goes about their business, like going through. And what I love this look, this take of Jeffrey Jones, like being like, oh, I'm gonna strangle her type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And even... who's our America's sweetheart?
Barbara.
Right.
Is that her name?
Even thank Barbara God. Is just like, I'm going to get her. Like,
well, because she's mad. She's like, we just redecorated this house, which.
Right.
Their
and
taste
they're already
is definitely different.
Tearing through it. And like, but I loved that look of Jeffrey Jones because it's like, man, that's even his own wife. And he's like, God, I just don't. She frustrates me.
It's like one of those weird. You see a lot of, like, relationships like that portrayed in movies and in TV, especially, like, 80s, 90s, of, like, the husband remarrying.
Yes.
For, like, a social standing almost, like, it felt like. But
sense.
At the same time, he's, like, moving her away from the social I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Except
it just felt
she's
like
she's less okay with it than he is, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. she misses the city aesthetic and everything.
And
meanwhile, the whole time, like, the Maitlands are trying to scare them, like, ripping their face. I love how they just went for it, like, ripping their faces off.
Yeah, hanging herself in the closet.
Yes.
Ripping her husband's head off.
Great. And I love how he's just, like, they're so blasé about it. We're just like, oh, this just isn't working, man. And she's like, damn, you're right. Like... And they're like, all right, let's check out the attic. It's like, oh, shit, I forgot to lock the attic door. It's like, they want to have that area at least for their own.
That's their stuff. Yeah, they don't want them to redecorate it. They want them to leave their stuff in there so that they have a spot that still feels like home to them.
So headless body gag, always good for a laugh.
That was fun.
You know?
That was fun.
And so this runs past them up the stairs. And I'm like, wait, did you feel that? What the hell? So I like how we do get the impression that, you know, it's kind of ghost rules where it's like you do feel something, like, you
right,
know, but you just,
there.
But you don't see them. They don't see them. Right.
Right.
So lock the door and they're like, well, we don't have a key. Well, all right. We'll track one down something. Well, everything.
What are you going to do to an attic, though? Really?
Yeah. Come on.
They should just
leave
it
alone.
Be. Yeah.
Let the ghosts have it.
Mm-hmm.
They are, so fed up with it all, like, Barbara tries to leave and, like, her and Adam are back on Saturn and there's this sandworm thing that pops out. We really get a good look at it. I like this whole head within a head thing. Like, it's always good
too.
For a weird detail. Like, that can't be functional. Like, why would...
No, sorry.
Why would you need a mouth within a mouth?
You definitely don't.
And I love that, Gina Davis totally punches the sandworm.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Right in the nose.
Yep. Amazing.
And, they, get back in and like, fuck, we're trapped in this house with these people. Like,
my cat has asthma.
It's a cat.
Sorry.
The family enjoys a little Cantonese dinner, which honestly, this is my idea of like a good dinner, like a little, Cantonese to go boxes.
To me, there is nothing better than, like, to have takeout Chinese food, Cantonese food, Mandarin food, something,
right.
Indian food.
Gotta have the noodles. Like, it's all about
the
noodles.
The noodles are good. Yeah. And, like, then to do, like, a movie night.
Yeah.
Or to do them at the same time.
Because
sometimes I like to be super cash and, like.
So good.
Yeah. It's so fun.
A little lo mein. Yeah.
Mm.
So they're enjoying that. She's like, I can't believe we're having... So this really bugged me. She's like complaining about how they're having Cantonese tonight. And then Winona Ryder, Lydia, is just like, yeah, we're probably going to... Can't believe the MSG in this. And she's like, well, we all need to do our little part to make tonight pleasant. It's like, you were just complaining. Like,
yeah.
So I... Yep, it's this passive-aggressive, like, this is slightly suburban. Like,
mm-hmm.
Suburbanites can be like this, where it's just... Yeah, that passive-aggressive attitude, and just so mean, rude to this kid who was just making an observation.
Yeah.
Like, let's all do our little part to make it a pleasant first meal.
The next day, we see them...
The plan is to toss everything, so
yeah,
they're tossing everything.
Yeah, so the next day,
everything.
They're, like, tossing everything. They're putting
breaking
up,
the
like...
house up.
I thought they were adding on a whole entire another... like room
looked like it's
because
something.
They put that like wall up with the point like where the roof goes.
It's like a mini version of the house. It's some
but then
stylistic
they left
modern
it, like,
thing
open,
right?
So I was like,
it's for
okay.
outdoor dining or like again
it's
I think
like
it's
a
some...
outdoor porch but it's not covered. It was kind of strange.
It's a
but
modern art thing.
It looked cool and I was like, shit, they must be rich because I thought they were building a whole nother space onto the house that is already huge, by the way. I really love Lydia's veil that she's wearing in this scene.
For the food, yeah.
She's so great.
They renovate the place, and they come across a pamphlet while flipping through the book. Again, I'm just like, guys, just read the fucking book. Like, they're flipping through it like it's gonna answer them or something. It's like, why isn't this working? Like, this damn book is so weird. It's like, what do you... Do you know how a book works? Like,
right.
Just read it. Like, I'm just so... It's so funny to me. God, what the hell?
What the hell?
It's not answering our questions. During the renovations, they come across the pamphlet for Beetle Geuse, G-E-U-S-E, okay? Like, can't, like, okay, are we on the same page here? It continues to be spelt this way.
Right.
Even though the opening of this movie is
Beetlejuice.
B-E-E-T-L-E-J-U-I-C-E.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so they come across that pamphlet, and he claims to be a bioexorcist, which is another way of saying, like, basically likes to get rid of the living is what we gather. Outside, oh God, I loved this line by Catherine O'Hara's character where she's like, "This is my art, and it is dangerous. You think I want to die like this?"
She's so great. She's so, so dramatic. Extra,
yeah. "You think I want to die like this by my art? I don't want to die by my art. I want to die for my art." I don't know. Lydia seems to see the Maitlands and like, "Hey, hold on a second. She saw us." And she's like, "That's impossible." Like, "I don't know. She looked like she saw us." Lydia sees June, who gives her a skeleton key, which will open any door in the house. Which will open any door in the house. And which it was great because there's one house in particular that we want to get into.
Right, the attic.
The attic. So Lydia heads up there, tries to get into the attic, but the Maitlands are there and they stop her. And meanwhile, a little commercial pops up for Beetle Geus. BeetleGeuse.
Beetle Geus. Beetle Geus.
So he doesn't, well, he doesn't say it though. So here's the thing. They've been saying Beetle Geus. Like when they look at the pamphlet, they keep saying Beetle Geus, Beetle Geus, Beetle Geus. Okay.
Right.
So we've established that that's what they're saying. And he can't say it in the advertisement. So he's just like, "Say it once, say it twice, third time's a charm, and I'll help you."
Isn't it interesting that they chose to make him kind of a Western
guy? I know. He was doing some bit, like there was a old, like, yeah, he's trying to be like a car dealership guy is what he was going for. Because he was a guy that used to do something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chew on a dog. Ow! Michael Keaton totally... See, we're getting more hints of what Beetlejuice is like. Or Beetle Geus. So, they stop Lydia, basically. They consult the book and they draw a door, which is what you're supposed to do in emergencies.
Right.
And they knock on it three times and it opens to the netherworld. And the Maitlands step through. There's a waiting room with some very interesting characters. Like, there's a lady who's separated into two parts. There's a guy who totally choked on a bone or something. There's a shrunken head guy, which is one of the most known images. And then they deal with a receptionist who tells them that they have to wait in order to meet Juno, who is their caseworker.
This cracked me up so hard because I work in insurance and we have caseworkers for like work comp and for auto accidents. And I was just like, this feels so familiar to me that if this is what death is like, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Totally. Like they tried to tick a number and it's like,
like the DMV, like that reminded me of the loved DMV. It. And then, yeah,
see, this is what I mean. I love that this is the idea of the afterlife. It's like, yeah, no surprise, motherfuckers. It's just more corporate bullshit. Like,
so good.
More paperwork. And they are introduced to a guy who, like, yeah, the receptionist is great. Love her. She's like, yeah, this is what happened when you die. That's what happened when they die. And if I had known what would happen, I wouldn't have had my little accident. It's like, oh, great. We get a suicide joke. Wonderful. Yay,
lovely.
I do love the bit with there's this guy who's totally like burnt to a crisp and he offers Alec Baldwin a cigarette.
That was hilarious.
Cracks me up. He's like, I'm trying to cut back myself. It's like, wow.
Yikes. The shrunken head guy.
And then we meet a flattened guy.
Yeah, come these on. Were so fun.
Which, that's gotta be really inconvenient to only have to move through, like, on a rail system. Damn. Okay. Sorry, folks. Flat guy who takes him to the sixth door, leads him down the way. It's like, you gotta go to the sixth door and meet Juno. They'll help you out. We got skeletons working at desks.
Yes.
We got a hanged guy working through the railing system as well. Apparently, you can spend 125 years on Earth after you die.
Interesting number.
Which, I'm wondering if it's different case by case again. Like, I wonder if it just depends on your situation and their situation. Like,
yeah, how much unfinished business do you have? Although, right. They can't really do much.
And I hate, again, it's the same problem I have with, like, Davy Jones thing, where it's just like, all right, 100 years at the mast. It's like, yeah, but And then?
And then
I guess you're still dead.
Yeah. So,
they pass by the Lost Souls room, and this is creepy as fuck. And this is for ghosts who's been exorcised.
Yeah.
Which is basically death for the dead. It's like, oh, that's one way of looking at it. It's like, anyway, keep moving. So they get to the sixth door, and they're in some strange place, but it's home.
Right. It's like the...
It's like all remodeled and everything. But last time they left, it was nowhere near this way.
Right.
So they're like, how long were we waiting there? And like, we hear a voice from Juno herself. 3 months. It's like, I love how, again, time has no meaning, where it's just like, wow, waiting in a room for 3 months and it feels like nothing.
That's so fun too.
Weird. And she's like, I almost gave up on you. I love this bit. I like Juno a lot.
Juno was fun.
I like this whole neck bit that they get away with mm-hmm. constant, like, she obviously was garroted, or I don't know, got her throat cut, and she smokes, so you get smoke coming up through her collar. And she's like, basically, they're like, what do we do? And she's like, read the book. Like, essentially, she says what I've been saying.
Read the book, bitches.
Read the book, practice, you gotta get them out yourself. Like, there's nothing we can do about it. They're like, well, what if we read out to this beetle guy, and she cuts him off.
Don't say that name.
Like, don't say his name. It's like, look, okay, I didn't want to tell you about it, but basically he was my assistant, and then he started doing some freelance work, telling people that he can be a bioexorcist, which means that he can get rid of the living, and he got into trouble for it. He's been sleazing around your little cemetery in the model thing for a while now, but trust me, you don't want to work with him. He doesn't work well with others. And they're like, well, maybe we do. It's just like, no, don't do it.
No shortcuts. Plus, like, I was like, what's the hurry, man?
Yeah, true.
You know? Like, just hang out. You're fine.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah.
She takes off, and they turn right around and decide to disobey the orders.
That's right. That is right. They do the sheet ghost thing, too.
Yes, that's right.
Is that before?
No. I love he used to, oh, god damn it. And he's hiding in the model cemetery. I love this fly bit, because they leave and so they're like, funny. We can figure this out ourselves. And using that stop motion very mm-hmm. well. And Beetlejuice basically eats a fly.
Yeah.
And gross. They do the fly bit where it's like, help me. Which Tim Burton probably loved that original movie. Charles is talking to Robert Goulet, mm-hmm. Who was some singer or some shit. I don't know. Some, what's it fucking called? Louisiana Cajun. Some Cajun guy. Mm. From New York City, who he wants to come visit for whatever reason. And they don't like each other.
He's so extra.
So, yeah. They haunt the guys. They haunt the family or whatever. With the bed sheets, which look totally cheesy.
Totally cheesy, which made me happy. I was like, I love that people used to do that.
They try it on Charles, and he thinks it's Lydia. They try it on Catherine O'Hara. She's
like volumed out.
Too volumed out. She thinks it's the TV, and then Lydia like pumps pictures. I love this little sex joke bit where she's just like, knock it off. I'm a child, for Christ's sake.
That was when they were like moaning and
grueling, exactly.
That was hilarious.
And then you cut to Winona Ryder in the bed, just like, oh my god, they're disgusting.
Yeah,
like,
I love that so much.
Oh my god. And then she snaps a bunch of pictures, and she's like, weirdos, and she notices a hole up.
Yep.
No feet. It's like, what? You're the ones holding up. You guys are hiding out in the attic. And like, no, we're ghosts. And she's like, well, that's not really scary. Wait, are you like gross under there? I love this. Like, she's like, oh, that's cool. Awesome. Like, let me see. And
yeah,
like,
I love her.
Oh, you're not gross. Like,
you look like just dead people.
Like, you look like yuppies. Oh, man. And Lydia tries. Oh, sorry. They tell Lydia what they want. It's like, we were hoping to scare you guys away. She's like, huh? You don't know us very well. My dad never walks away from equity. And they're like, yeah, fair enough. Like,
yeah, we get it, actually.
Like, yeah, equity, man. Like, no way. America.
America.
You ain't gonna scare me away from my property. she's like, well, I'll try to help out if I can. Like, she's, it's like, you tell them that we're like freaky, like ghosts, and this place is haunted, and they need to get away. It's
That's
like,
right. All right,
I'll give it a shot. But what if this is like a dream? Can you do any tricks? And like, no. It's like, well, work on it, because those bed sheets ain't working.
Yeah, it's not very scary, man.
And Lydia leaves, and then here we go. The highlight of the movie to me, because this light starts flashing, and they notice it, and they go to it. It's like, hey, look. Hey, it's him. It's Beetlejuice. And my mind, and I don't know what's happening anymore.
So Beetlejuice, here we go, is clearly a German word. Just okay. Looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I took 1 year of German, guys. I'm wondering if it's just pronounced Beetlejuice, like if that's how it's pronounced in the English language. Because I can see here that you're right. It was the Orion star that, and they did it to like, here, let me read it. Betelgeuse's name is often spelled platonically, phonetically, sorry, I can't read, as Betelgeuse.
Uh-huh.
As it is in the title. However, during film, his name spelled Betelgeuse, like the star of Orion, a Betelgeuse, during his ad on TV and everywhere else in the grave scene. There's been a great debate.
Yes! Over yes, which a spelling great debate.
Of his name is actually correct. Some say that because his name is the same as the introduction, this is proof they mean it as Beetlejuice, while others claim that it was an error in the credits of the film.
No.
Spelled his name as Betelgeuse.
No. Wait, no, too many errors. No,
nowhere
doesn't
during
fly.
The film does his is his name spelt Beetlejuice.
True.
Unless you watch it with subtitles on, in which case it is.
Not my subtitles.
Oh, really?
Yep, it was. See, that's why I was going to say. It's like, so I'm wondering, I think, it, you know what? Because it is only the opening title, I think they're just really trying to drive home so people know that it's like, guys, it's Beetlejuice. That's how you pronounce it.
The Maitlands used the astrological spelling after several mispronunciations. Okay, so, like, I think that is just how the word is supposed to be said.
And I think that's what they're trying to drive home. It's like, this is how you fucking say it. Like, you know.
That makes sense.
So I think, all right, I guess mystery solved. Except it's very confusing as a child.
Yeah.
I kept trying to, I would bring it up to everybody. It's like, Beetlejuice, I love that movie. It's like, okay, good. Maybe you can explain something to me. Why the fuck is it? And this is as a kid, and people are like, I'm so not thinking on that level, man. It's like, no, you need to. This is frustrating.
Analyze
like,
this shit, man.
It's right in your face.
Yeah, it's okay. So weird,
so
too.
Now it makes more sense to me, because you're right. Everywhere it appears Beetlejuice.
Except for I think he's only saying sequence.
I think he's only saying that just like, he's just like thinking out loud, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And then after that, they're like, oh, wait, I remember. It's pronounced Beetlejuice.
Right. Yep. I think that must be it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And but Beetlejuice, it's just a constellation. What possible relevance does that have to a dead guy? Okay, cool. So
I think that it was just the guy that, I guess, Tim Burton. Probably just like wanted to have like an astrological something in there,
I guess. And he's
right?
supposed
when you make a movie, you get to do whatever you want, right?
He's supposed to be that old too, is the thing.
Oh yeah, I did read that.
Apparently,
as well.
There's like a big backstory. Like Keaton kind of got into it.
Yeah, I guess he was actually born or died, I guess, around like 300 AD, which makes him like
really old and
ancient, and it doesn't 100% match his story, because he says he went to Harvard and stuff, but that wasn't around back then, obviously.
Juilliard
the United
States. Or whatever,
yeah, none of those Juilliard. Were around back then,
exactly.
But I don't know, you know, I also, so I will say too, I like streamed this, and I thought that I had like a bootleg copy, and that was why it said Beetlejuice everywhere. I was like, are they trying not to get sued or something? And then when you said it, I was
confusing.
Like, cool, I'm not alone here.
It's very confusing, but it does make a little more sense, because it's just trying to get the pronunciation right is the thing.
He's like a very old spirit.
Yeah.
We learned that quickly.
Which, by the way, so they work through the model, and I love this digging bit, because they're not digging through dirt. This is a model, so they have to dig through fucking styrofoam and shit.
Yeah,
this
was really
awesome.
Great. That was so good.
It's a good detail.
Really good.
And then it's one of the best entrances of all time, just popping out of the
so
ground.
Good.
And then Michael Keaton, proceeds to chew the entire model. up with this word, like kissing Catherine O'Hara, which, you know, nowadays, like, here's the thing. Consent is very important, yo.
It is. We are supposed to think of him as a creep, though. Yeah,
right.
Let's just, so like, it kinda does put that there. It actually, I also, like, the back of my neck was like, oh, I don't like that. Right. But then I was just like, no, like, he is supposed to be a creepy guy. He's supposed to be a salesman, sleazy.
Total. Like, his hair is, like, really wild and up and out, and he's got dark circles around his eyes. Yeah. Making me feel normal.
He, like, tries to and, look under her dress. And, like,
green slime, though, like, at his roots. Yeah, did you notice that?
I did.
Like, that's kind of cool.
Such a good makeup.
And then the teeth that are all jagged and shit. And, yeah, he comes at him like a total salesman, where it's just like, yeah, I gotta cut your something. Here, hold this for me. Very fast talking. Like, Michael Keaton is really, like, owning this role. He's a good actor, man. Which, yeah, like, I'm so glad he got a resurgence in his career.
Yeah.
Really impressive here. They also worked together on Batman, and we might be getting a Beetlejuice sequel. I don't know. I don't need it. I really don't need it.
This is like, unless Winona Ryder comes back.
Yeah.
And she's like a parent now.
Right.
Like, I just don't want it, okay? I don't want it.
And
plus,
what's it gonna come?
Unless they just, like, literally have it be the whole story again with a new family. It doesn't make sense, because obviously Alec Baldwin looks nothing like his character anymore.
Oh, no. They ain't coming back. No. You know what? They should do a stop motion version.
That could be cool. I actually love stop motion stuff. We'll get more into that during Christmas time. I will talk to you guys about it, but...
Why? Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's not... I don't think they played on Disney, but they played on ABC, so we will talk about them. Okay. ABC and Disney together.
Forever. And, yes. And then, what was I going to say? Beetlejuice.
Yeah, creepy.
This was originally going to be played by Sammy Davis Jr.
Whoa.
Who is from the Rat Pack, and I'm just not really familiar with his acting stuff, except from this weird obscure Alice in Wonderland movie from the 80s, 90s era. And not the one you're thinking. There's a few from the 80s, and the one I'm talking about was, like, made for TV, and it was put in two different parts. It's really good.
Yep, I remember it.
And it had Ringo Starr in it as a mock turtle. Yeah, really weird. But fucking weird. So delightful.
But also so good.
And yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. is in that as the caterpillar. Now, he was great. He's a good singer. Like, he was part of the Rat Pack. And he's actually a pretty funny guy, apparently. And so that was the original idea. And that fits in line with, like, Tim Burton's, like, kind of old school aesthetic. But then Michael Keaton, I don't know, I forget how it happened. Michael Keaton has a reputation of, like, basically saying no to everything. Yeah. And then, like, really, like, it's like, I don't know, I'm just not good. And he really wants you to, like, convince him that he's good. I love that how he has embraced the fact that people just want to hear him say, I'm Batman. And he does it now and then, and I love it every time. Like, he did it at a college thing. All the
things that you're describing just, like, endear me to him, because I also, like, when you talk about love language, my love language is words of affirmation, and that's probably what his is, too, where you just, you might feel like you're good, but you really want other people to confirm that for you. Yes, and it's not my favorite part of my personality trait. However, it is something, like, I strive, like, I will bend over backwards to hear somebody say, like, you're doing a great job.
Right.
Like, I will, like, do something like 10 times the work of someone else.
Yeah.
To get those words out of someone's mouth. And so, like, for him to be like, no, I'm not good enough. Like, I think that's really endearing. Poor guy.
He's great.
He's Michael Keaton,
man. And this was when he was at some of his best.
Agreed.
Because there's that. And then he's, like, really coming at him kind of hard. Like, it's no wonder that they're just like, you know what? I think we're going to go a different direction.
We have some doubts.
Like, he comes at him really strong. Which
but it's like, once you say it, like, you can't really...
Genie's out of the bottle. See, and this is the thing. Like, Beetlejuice is the definitely a trickster type, right? Like,
he's 100% definitely a trickster.
And so he's like possessing.
This is so
really
good.
Invasive, man. Yeah, like, damn. Really, like, invasive. He's just really getting all up in her business. Possesses Gina Davis. But toss your voice, you know, this and that. And he's really strategic about his stuff. Like, you could tell that he was honing this character.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, well, can he be scary? And he's like, oh, well, I don't know if I can. I'm scary. Okay. And they, what do you think of this? And like he rips his face apart and shit.
And they scream.
And I like that we don't see it. Like it's all off of their reaction.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what do you think? I'm like, excuse us. And he's like lifting up Gina Davis's skirt.
Yeah, did
and
not love again, that. But like, again, I think they're trying to portray like you're a creep. Like, not a good guy. You're sexist. We don't like you.
And he's like,
and
okay.
That furthers too.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll get to it. Oof.
And they're trying to leave, and he's like, oh, come on, man, look, well, look, we shop at the same store. Like, and all of a sudden, he's in his same outfit.
That was hilarious.
Really good.
So good.
Who wore it better? Alec Baldwin.
I mean, he just pulls it off, man.
And he's like, oh, you've been to Saturn? I've been to Saturn. And so that's where we find out that apparently they've been to Saturn.
That's where they
were. He's like, whoa, whoa, sandworms. You hate them, right? I hate them myself. And like, come on down. I hope you like Italian. don't know what that means.
Alrighty then.
Because we just saw this guy eating a fly. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, I get it. Oh, Italians make good food. No.
Delicious.
And like, oh, come on. I'm just trying to work with you here. And he kicks down the tree. And this part was cut out of the Disney movie. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, and by the way, nice fucking model.
Yeah.
Honk, honk. I'm like. And as a kid, you remember that part. You always wanted to do that.
Totally.
They're like, we're going to do this ourselves. And sure enough, they kind of rise to the occasion.
They like, start to get better, for sure. At the next part, so they go back and they're trying to learn how to be scarier.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got to just feel it yourself, guys. Like, just fucking be scary, man. Yeah. And so then they, like, grow these, like... They contort their faces to these, like, beak-like faces, and
it was pretty cool, actually. Like, as unsettling as it is as a kid, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wrote down, these are the next cosplay outfits I'm making for Josh and I.
Brilliant. Because what does she do? She elongates her mouth and makes eyeballs, appear on her tongue.
I can paper-mache the shit out of this, and I'm going to. We are going to wear these masks for the next Comic-Con. So help me God.
And then he makes his, like, nose really long. He kind of looks like a character from the Mad Magazine,
Totally.
And then, but then he also, like, puts eyeballs on his fingers.
Yeah.
Which was
easy
cool.
Easy peasy, man. Really so, good. Be on the lookout next year.
So they do that, and then they go to visit Juno again, don't they?
This was during the time they were visiting Juno.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And
that's
she's like,
right.
Yeah,
right,
you got this. Good job.
And like, and she's mad at them, though, for making
Beetlejuice. She should be, like, but, I mean, he seems to be, like...
relatively harmless.
And also, like, kind of her problem, right? He was her assistant. Like, mm-hmm. Shouldn't you just take care of it? Your right. former employee, like...
Then we get a weird bus of jocks joke, bus of football players joke. And then, right, they head back and... they really like Lydia, though. They're kind of conflicted.
Yeah, they were like, we wish we could just keep her. Which, like, you know, you can't be raised by ghosts, unfortunately, so.
And Lydia kind of gets to meet Beetlejuice to an extent.
Yeah.
Right? Does that happen? No.
No, so they come back, and then she sees what she thinks is them, like, hanging her dad. Remember? He was like...
Oh, that's right. Okay. Because he interacts... That's right. He becomes a snake-like...
like creature. Dealio.
That's mm-hmm. right. And starts to terrorize the family and everything. Not cool. And, scares Lydia
did
and
we
everything.
Did we already pass the dining room
I don't
scene?
Know.
We Let's did.
See. I don't know
it's
where we are anymore.
It's the best scene in the
whole movie. Yeah. So, but I thought that was them. Didn't the Maitlands do that?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so we did. We skipped.
Oops,
wow.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Okay,
this is the best
so
scene in the whole movie.
They tried to take... So this is all before that. That's what I thought. Like,
it's
they
okay.
take it upon themselves to the show off, and the dinner party occasion goes off, and they possess different people and make them
at the dinner table. Yeah,
which
it's
is
so
yeah,
good.
It's one of the most iconic scenes ever.
It totally is, and I, like, cannot, even not seeing this movie for, like, almost 10 years... I can't hear that song and not immediately be like transposed into that scene.
Yeah.
You know? So good.
But rather than scare them off, like they are thinking tourist attractions.
Yeah,
stuff.
They're like,
and that's
cool,
why they go to the netherworld.
Like, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, now we're back on track. Yeah. So then Lydia, yeah, she sees like this snake-like creature holding her dad up over the stair, like over the awning, like,
yeah,
you know, like two stories up.
Could have hurt him. See, that's the thing, is Beetlejuice doesn't care about hurting people.
Right.
Like, normally you should. Like, dead people don't. Yeah, ghosts don't want to hurt humans. Like, they just don't want to be around them.
They just don't want them to annoy them.
Yeah. So Lydia gets offended. Like, she thinks that's all them. And she's like, why would you do that? How dare you?
That's my dad. You're going to leave me with my wicked stepmom.
By yelling, Beetlejuice, 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 send him backpacking. Backpacking. They confront him, and he like tried to pick him up. He's like, hey, maybe I was abducted by that Lydia girl. She seems like she understands
so
me, which
creepy.
Is a weird assumption to make. Like, why would
and
she?
And also, it's creepy. She's a child.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah, he is. He's a bad person.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why he did it. And so threatens them. He turns all spiky when he's held in their hands, and then he makes a weird like brothel like show up, which again, this was definitely cut out of the Disney part.
Totally, there was plenty.
And she's like, why would you build that? It's like, I didn't. So there's that. We leave that behind. So Otho is getting very curious, and
because they have like people over.
Yep.
And they're trying to make, they want the ghosts to just come out and like do some parlor tricks.
Right.
And Lydia's like, no, they're not gonna come out. Like,
right.
they're not servants. Like,
they're not into it.
Yeah, we don't. They don't like it. They're ghosts. They can do whatever they want.
Well, we're gonna go confront these ghosts.
We're
and
gonna
they go
make them
up into the attic. Totally invade their space. How dare they?
Rude.
No ghosts to be found, but they do find this really sweet model.
Right.
And Charles is really impressed, of course, and everything. But you gotta leave that alone. But they're gonna take that model.
Yeah.
And they're gonna take a few other things.
Yeah.
Otho takes a book. A book in Otho's hand. Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. So he decides, like, oh, well, we'll just make them come out. And Lydia's like, how? He's like, we just need a couple earthly possessions.
Right.
And
he's
going to
do a little exorcism type situation.
Yeah, like a seance, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, so they find their wedding clothes.
Yes.
So great. I loved. This was my second idea for a cosplay. Because I love the idea of, like, just putting on a dark wig and, like, wearing a wedding dress to a Comic-Con is fun. That's fun.
And, so they use these possessions. So he does. He starts doing some weird
chanting.
Yeah,
everybody's
chanting
around
stuff.
The table. The two people.
And who do they? He just had some, I don't know, just some weird random guests, I guess.
I think they were like people who were going to invest in something that he was doing, because he was trying to pitch them like a sales pitch of some kind. And they were just like, well, we're here to see the ghosts. And he's like, oh, you will.
Oh, cool.
Just give them time. I'm going to keep trying to make you give me money. Like, he's definitely some kind of a salesman of some sort.
Makes the seance happen, and like Gina Davis starts appearing in the clothing, and Alec Baldwin starts showing up, but then they like keep aging and stuff, so
and turning super brittle and bony.
This gets me a little bit, because like especially when like his jaw starts falling off and shit.
And they did a very as much as I joke about the special effects being not so great, they did a really good job on
really
these.
Good.
Really good.
Real good.
I was super impressed.
And during all this, like,
Lydia's screaming, you're hurting them, stop.
Yeah, and he's like, it's too late. I can't stop
it. I don't know
it.
How
like,
to stop.
Poor Otho. Like, Otho's not... He's just
not evil. He just, like,
didn't know any better. Like, you know, this is the problem when dealing with dark forces, people.
You gotta, like, read the fine print. You also need to, like...
Voodoo and hoodoo. Really tricky shit.
That's right,
like,
man.
That's why it's, like... I notice anxiety around this stuff. It's like, yeah, but it was, like, a thing. Like, why is it... It's because it's really risky. It really take its toll on you. So that's going on. So they're basically being exercised. Like, they start looking a lot like those lost souls from the Lost Souls
Room. Yeah, it's really
room.
Upsetting. It's like, oh my god, no.
So Lydia has to tap the only real person
resource
who
that
can,
she has left.
Yeah, so she goes to Beetlejuice. And They don't do that. Oh, we missed they did a guessing game bit that was really cool.
It was cute. Yeah. Like, how do you get, and then the charades.
Like, beetle orange, beetle drink, beetle juice. It's like, ah!
Got
it's
it.
Like, beetle juice? Your name is beetle juice? Like, you just said it twice. Say it one more time. Come on. Anyway, but now she's like, it's like, you need to help them. It's like, sure, you know, I mean, I could, but you got to do something for me. Like, he wants to get married. Like, what the hell is this?
This is upsetting.
So out of left field.
And I don't understand why.
Yeah. Again, like, Tim Burton, not really good when it comes to plot. Marriage is now on the table to Lydia. I think it would solidify his position in the mortal realm finally. Like, he'd
it
be
totally
able to really
reminded
get
me
there.
Of like Thumbelina when she's about to marry the beetle guy, you know?
Beetle guy, beetle drink, beetle juice.
So weird. And I will say, like, I was happy.
This is when he's in the real Beetlejuice getup. Like, when we hear Beetlejuice, this is usually what we picture, is this weird black and white striped, but not horizontal lines.
No.
Vertical lines,
totally.
Which is weird and unsettling.
Yeah, I like it though.
Yeah.
It is interesting. So I have to wonder, like, so as they age and like learn, that's how they're able to interact with the people. You know, because Beetlejuice has no problem like touching the people and being present. And like as they go along, they are able to touch people. And I'm like, what made it different?
I think it is, you know? Like just getting acquainted with your powers.
And also maybe it has to do with the people seeing them too.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't do it if the people couldn't see them. So I don't know. Hmm. Anyways, so yeah, she has to agree to marry him. She's like 15, maybe.
Not good.
Not
and she
good.
Comes in a red dress. This was
yeah,
cool.
The red dress was cool.
And then Beetlejuice comes in a weird like plum colored suit sort of thing.
I dug that too.
And then we get a weird creature to do the ceremony.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then I do love that. That is a great like
such
delivery.
A
like,
good line.
Beetlejuice. 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 It's showtime. Yeah.
So good.
So good.
So good.
It is showtime. Like
her sculptures start
sculptures
coming alive.
Come back to haunt her. I love
was
it.
So brilliant.
Using her own shit against her, forcing them to watch this awkward wedding go down. And then Gina Davis starts trying to intervene, and like he does all these things to stop her from saying his name. She says it once. He makes her mouth into a zipper while she just unzips that. Mm-hmm. Looked really cool.
Then he like puts this
a
like
plate
metal
over her
plate.
Mouth.
Then hubby starts. Alec Baldwin tries to start, and then he like shrinks him down and puts him into the model.
Yeah.
Which was fun. It was fun. I think that's like such a fun concept. Like,
and then
being
sends
a tiny
Gina
person.
Davis to Saturn, right?
Right. Then he sends her out. Yep.
And we're proceeding with this weird ceremony. He pulls out a dead finger to use a ring, and
don't
she's like,
worry.
"She meant nothing to me." It's like, yikes!
Yikes!
And it's almost about to go down, but just at the last minute. You know, Alec Baldwin crashes into something.
He's trying.
And then Gina Davis, though, is there for the win. She plows in there with some sandworm. She's riding the thing.
So fucking
awesome.
Cool, man.
So
what
epic.
An entrance.
And eats him. Totally fucking eats Beetlejuice up. Like,
riding
he,
that snake
done.
Thing to save the day.
And dismounts and, like, everything's cool. Like, everybody's scared as fuck. But, you know, some weird shit went down.
Yeah.
And that weird creature is there till the very last fade out too.
Yeah,
just kind of standing there like, oh, I will see myself back. So, I think so.
Now
next shot is like time has passed.
Time has passed.
So apparently
just
we're
hanging
gonna
out at home.
I think the agreement. It's basically agreement. They are gonna coexist.
Coexist. Yeah.
Okay.
The
so
house
gonna
looks
coexist.
A little bit more normal. It doesn't quite look as modern.
There.
They found
they
some
probably had a
happy
say.
Medium.
Yep.
We see Lydia come back from school.
Right. Right.
It's like really weird for a minute because you're like, are the parents still involved? Cause
right,
like,
I know. I was
see...
confused at first. I was like, wait, did they just, die or give up on her?
Just left her with the ghosts to
so,
raise
no, I
her?
Think it is. It's like a cohabitational
just like a coexisting, yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Which was really fun.
And so, the parents are still alive and well, which actually kind of a letdown, really, because they did kind of suck, huh?
Yeah, but maybe they got better.
But, yeah, you're right. Like, they didn't deserve death, maybe.
Right.
And they like make sure it's like, did you do your homework? It's like, yes. It's like, all right. And so apparently her reward is possession.
And
like interacting with ghosts. It's her favorite. Like, oh, I love.
And this is when we see the
shredding of my eternal soul. I can just, oh, I love it.
This is when we see her parents. Like, it goes up a floor and we see her dad and he goes, oh, she must have aced that test.
So they even know. It's like, oh, well, again with the possession. Oh, gotta love
so
it.
So funny.
Oh, they got me doing it now. So daylight come and everyone go home.
Such a good song.
Really good song. Really random, though, actually, to be in this movie.
So random, which makes it work. This whole movie is random, which I love. Random. So then we get a shot into the little DMV waiting room.
Beetlejuice is there.
Beetlejuice is chilling. He's got like a million people ahead of him in line.
So many. And he's trying to get ahead.
He's
like,
trying
he
to trick
it.
People.
And again, like, this is, I think Beetlejuice is your typical like freeloader. Like, he just wants to take the shortcuts. Tries to snag the number from the shrunken head guy. Not a good move. Because this guy knows his shit, and he shrinks Beetlejuice's head.
This was cute.
He's like, this could be a good look for me.
I love it. And of course, like, you know, from a Disney perspective, we're like, oh, Jungle Book. Like, that's what I always think of when I see shrunken heads. It's not what you think of. Yeah.
Jungle Cruise or Jungle Book.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jungle Cruise. God, what is wrong with me today?
Where you can buy two. They got a special deal going on. Two of his
heads for the price of one of yours.
Ha, 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 ha. I miss Jungle Cruise.
I also miss it so much. And during Christmas, they do like a Christmas cruise, and it's Christmas. So good.
And that's Beetlejuice, folks.
Yeah.
Awesome. Want to rate it? Let's rate it.
Fuck yeah, let's do
it. All right. I think, yeah, I got mine. I'm all good. All right. 1, 2, 3, 7
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
I love this movie.
Wow. That much.
Yeah. It's a Halloween staple, even though I haven't watched it in 8 years.
Nice. All right.
I super enjoy it. Like, yeah.
It is enjoyable. It's a good
romp. And there's not like a ton of Halloween
the right amount
movies
of Beetlejuice
that are like not scary. And I like a good scary film once in a while that has a good plot, but most of them do not have a good plot. So I really like this movie because,
this was
you know,
good.
You can watch it.
It uses Beetlejuice to the right
brings
amount.
Brings me like nostalgia. Which I love.
I do give it the nostalgia factor thing. There's just, if you, it's just, yeah.
No, there's definitely some stuff I would change.
There's some flaws and, like, definitely, yeah, the whole wedding part, honestly. Yeah,
maybe I'll bump it down to a 9. There's room for improvement.
Cool. So, yeah, I said 7. She said 9. There you go. All right. Recommendations. So, I'm recommending a YouTube channel specifically. I know by now you're probably sick of politics, but it's always going to be there. So, if you are a little bit at least curious about politics like I am, like I don't consider myself knowledgeable to it by any means, but I'm definitely curious. There is a nice YouTube channel run by OPB, or I think OPB, or maybe it's PBS. Anyway, and it's called U.S. Government and Politics, and it's done through Crash Course is the channel you're going to want. So it's the Crash Course channel, and then you just look up different subjects. They have a lot of different subjects, and like some on old history, some on more modern stuff, but this one's all about government and politics, and I've just been enjoying them because they're all short, like 9-10 minute maybe 15 minute at most videos, and they just tell you different things. Like one video is about the, you know, Electoral College, like what's that all about?
Yeah.
One is about the different branches of government. I thought I knew, I did not,
right?
Like, you know,
there's
it's
a
fun
lot.
Like I don't know, I've just been getting a kick out of it, and we're still like we're at the tail end of election, so
yeah, it's absolutely a good thing to educate yourself on. Because they don't do a very good job in school, or at least my school did not do a very good job, like, teaching us about the different systems.
You know,
I think they tried to avoid it because they didn't want to have biases, but I think you need to teach it.
Definitely.
Awesome. What's that called?
And it's the Crash Course channel on YouTube, and specifically U.S. government and politics.
Crash Course is awesome. They actually have a lot of school things you can do on there as well.
Yeah.
They have like Crash Course for Science. Like,
yeah,
they have science videos, and I super enjoy it.
Nice.
It's super helpful when you're in school and you can't remember one simple tiny thing. Watch a couple minute video on it and you're good to go.
Oh, it is PBS, not OPP.
Yeah, PBS.
Mm-hmm. Portland, or God, Public Broadcasting System.
Good job. It's hard. I'm going to recommend something a little more edgy. Don't judge me. Mm-hmm. It's called Bon Appetit. It's on Hulu. So the first two seasons are with this guy who's like just really, really educated in cannabis. And he's also a chef. And he has like cooking parties with other chefs where they incorporate cannabis into the food and they talk about the different benefits that you can get from cannabis. And they have famous guests come to these parties that they have. And a lot of them have never had cannabis before and they're eating it for the first time. And it's just really interesting. You learn a lot and you see some pretty good looking food. And the third season is sort of like a competitive cooking show where they use cannabis in the food and they have to do it, you know, very specifically. And it's pretty good. It's entertaining. Everybody is so nice on the show, which I like. I really like Great British Baking Show as well because the people are just so nice. So I enjoy watching people cook, but I don't like it when people are mean to each other. So,
right.
Ugh, yeah. Brits. Bon Appetit. It's great. Sweet.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for Halloween, everybody. Hopefully, don't know how you're celebrating it, but celebrate it however you can. Maybe just get a bowl of candy to share amongst yourselves and
have a night in. Like, I know somebody who, she has two children. She's actually taking tissue paper and she's putting candy in it and then making it look like ghosts and then hiding it in the grass for her kids to go find, kind of like an Easter egg hunt. And it's just for her children, so that's really fun. You're gonna go trick-or-treating, try to go to the places you know the people at and you know that they're being safe. I think we're just gonna kind of stay home and maybe watch movies. It's our sister's birthday, so I might do like a little something for her.
Awesome. And then so next poll that's going up is going to be in regards to our
1 year
anniversary show. And the two movies that we are pitting against each other is the 90s version. I think it's 1993 version of Escape to Witch Mountain and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's right.
So those are the two choices you have. Keep an eye on it. Be sure to, a great way to do this is to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Disney Channel Surfers.
And on Facebook at Disney Channel Surfers.
Yep. You can also email us.
Yeah. If you guys have ideas of movies you want us to talk about or cover or watch, you can email us at DisneyChannelSurfers@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can also follow us individually on Instagram. Me at Jacob Bean Watson.
And me at Casey Schwartz.
And so, yeah, just keep an eye out for that. We'll be posting it as we get closer to our 1 year anniversary.
Probably like a week out because we like to...
give us some time.
Yeah, we want to give some time, and it's good for us too to not, because the polls disappear, you know. So
right, so keep an eye out for that. Stay safe, everybody, and we will see you soon.
Bye, guys.